Welcome back to the Pedestrian Podcast. This week we have another 2013 Ped Pod rewatch. We have the difficult second album, as it were, the second part of all of this rewatch. After inching out the win in Houston in week four, the Seahawks then dropped their first loss of the 2013 season in Indianapolis after a remarkably fun game against the Andrew Luck-led Indianapolis Colts. Then three uncomfortable wins against Tennessee in Seattle, Arizona, and a typical Jeff Fisher on the opposing sideline win in St. Louis followed, which leads us to this week's winless Tampa Bay Buccaneers came cross-country from Florida to Seattle to face the 7-1 Seahawks. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers walked into CenturyLink Field without a win on the season. Belief was palpable and the swagger somewhat lacking at times in some of those early wins was re-emerging a little bit as Halloween approached. To help me go through this game is hat-trick ball collecting Duncan Terry from 99 yards. How are we, sir?
Hey, a hat-trick, isn't it? What do I get to keep?
I'm not too sure.
What's my swag?
I'm not too sure. Like finances are limited on the Ped Pod. But what I mean, our gratitude, is that enough?
It's plenty. It's more than enough. More than enough. Yeah, a fourth go-around.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to this game. I've been meaning to watch this for a week. I remember it being much closer than it maybe should have been. So I've been meaning to rewatch this, so I'm glad this came along.
Yeah, it's just I think this is somewhat like the Houston game. It's very Seahawky in the process of how we get to the end. So as with the first part, what we're going to do now is just load up Game Pass. The condensed game is, again, all that is now available for so old, these games. And the first thing I notice is something me and Sean noticed watching the 49ers, and boy, has Pete Carroll aged in the last 7 years, Duncan.
Yeah, I bet he's lost a few hair these last few years, right?
Yeah, especially about, 18 months later. So, yeah, so we're going to press play on Game Pass, and away we go.
I guess we lost the toss because they like to defer if they win, don't they?
Yeah, so
we are attacking first.
Just immediately, Duncan, like me and Sean said, Marshawn Lynch wins the ball in 2013 is unlike things we see in 2019 with any of our running backs, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's two plays. He's going, 10 yards a carry at the moment? It's Who's the fullback? I can't remember the fullback. Was it Michael Robinson at those days?
I think Robinson was in the Houston game. It was Derek Coleman.
Oh, yeah, Derek Coleman. Yeah.
I'm not too sure who it is here. That was Zach Miller on that one. But something happened with Michael Robinson that year. I think he was that the year he was ill? And I missed a meal of him on the podcast, probably should have asked. But and he was obviously in the Super Bowl game, but maybe he was just injured. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. No, we were carrying two fullbacks, weren't we? That was just not normal.
No. So the Seahawks have a weird first drive of the game when they get a first out. So the Seahawks against the winless Buccaneers are moving the ball with relative comfort. Marshawn Lynch again, another 10 yards. I mean, if he's retired now, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. Robert Turbin's in, edging on the red zone on their first drive against the Buccaneers.
I've seen McEaston's in the offensive line. So
yeah, that happened.
Where was he playing? Was he playing tackle for Okun? He was often out, wasn't he?
Yeah, left tackle, and then it's more interception. Russell Wilson, is that Mark Barron with the interception?
Wilson's pass is picked off by Mark Barron. So the Seahawks turn the ball over on their first possession.
The Buccaneers get the turnover in the red zone and have the ball deep in their own territory. I mean, just like we said a lot in the last one, some of the names on this defense, Duncan, are... It's incredible when you look back at it, isn't it? I mean, me, Bane, Bruce, you obviously got Cat, you got the Legion of the Boom on the back end, but the names you kind of forget somewhat that were part of this team and part of this squad, especially on the defensive side.
Well, a defensive line alone, what I've always found fascinating is this year, weren't Red Bryant and Chris Clements the starting defensive ends?
Yeah.
It's so interesting that Red Bryant ended up as a starter because he's more of a sort of defensive tackle. He's obviously playing for like first two downs, and then he goes NASCAR package, doesn't he?
Yeah, Yeah, and that's, yeah, you see Cliff Avril and Michael Bennett emerge. Obviously, Bruce Irvin as well in his second year.
So I was just going to say on the Red Bryant playing defensive end, but do you think that Quinton Jefferson was that type of player as well? You know, the run stuffing end, and maybe we'll persevere with that going forwards. I don't know who it would be, but
I'm not too sure who that is. We spoke to Alistair last a couple of weeks ago, and there isn't a clear current person in the building who could do that. I mean, Naz Jones was probably the leading candidate for that, but he's been curt in the last couple of days. So yeah, there's no maybe Alton Robinson maybe, but I think he's more in that Malik McDowell kind of guys somewhat. But yeah, a PI on Brandon Branagh. The Buccaneers are slowly edging out. And this was battle of the former North Carolina State quarterbacks as Bobby Wagner lays on top of the last one in that weird procession. Like Mike Glennon, Duncan was in his rookie year, I think, maybe here. At least his second year, but
well, Wagner has just given him a welcome to the league, isn't he? A huge sack. He looks so young as well, Wagner. I don't know what's happened to him. It's only been, what, six or seven years? But
And the Buccaneers punt the ball away into the end zone. So Seahawks stop and get the ball back on their own 20. That looked like an offside. Nothing called. Russell Wilson gets drilled as he throws it. I mean, this O-line is, yes.
The same as it always has been.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we drafted Carpenter and we did the same thing we do now? We all suddenly reach for Google. Who's that? Who's that? We forgot about him.
I mean, there's that famous. I mean, what was it? Nick Saban reacted. He went, Carpenter, wow. And he was his own player.
He had all those players in the room with him and he wasn't there. They're all sitting there waiting. That's brilliant.
Robert Turbin. The Buccaneers.
There's Michael Bowie as well.
Oh, yeah. And Alvin Bailey was around there as well. Turbin again doesn't get to the corner, and the Buccaneers are going to force a John Ryan punt. Still 0-0, 10 plus minutes into the first half. And the Buccaneers fumble the punt, and I mean, the Buccaneers definitely stiffened up against the run compared to the first drive, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the O line really didn't show up that drive. But then they're so full of reserves, as we're saying. It's
Brandon Brown are bullying opposing receivers. Obviously, his life has took a
turn. Yeah.
Turn, shall we say? Nice dart from Glennon to the Buccaneers 81 gets them the first down, and then they come out with the trickery.
Who did you prefer, Browner or Maxwell?
Maxwell, I think.
Yeah, I would say so.
Browner was just a bully. Maxwell was more Sherm-like, if that makes sense. He was more finesse.
More technical.
Kind of more finesse, yeah. Oh, Earl misses a tackle. Cam gets it back now after a 20-yard yard run from the Buccaneers. Running back again, they have the ball almost at halfway. Another
long run. They're bullying us on the run now.
Yeah. Stiffens up on that. It's third down for the Buccaneers. Glennon really running towards the pass rush and completes the pass, and then Vincent Jackson gets drilled by Sherman in the back, which seems a bit unpleasant. Glennon going down deep. Earl Thomas with the grab.
I think his foot was out, I think.
And there's a flag down on the play as well. I mean, that's an incredible play from incomplete.
But cracking catch.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You know, all those daft tweets you see now, you know, if there was any player playing for any team, who would you have on your team? My answer's now Earl Thomas. Just assisted all the time.
That's a ridiculous play. I wish you had replays on condense. Another barreling run by a Buccaneers running back. I'm not too sure who that is. Mike James, I think that is. Number 25. Not the silkiest of run, but it's effective and gets the Buccaneers first down now just outside the Seahawks 10. Glennon has quite a bit of time, throws it into the back of the end zone, and someone called Wright hauls it in, and the Buccaneers take the early, somewhat surprising lead, you'd suggest, on record alone. But they kind of did what they wanted on that drive, didn't they? Obviously, the barreling runs. And
they did. They bullied us a little on the run, and then the touchdown was a throw over the middle, which, if I remember rightly, we struggled with for years, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, Earl Thomas kind of overruns it. Then they do a squib onside kick, and the Buccaneers recover it. So the Buccaneers...
I don't think that's gone the full 10, has it?
This is what happens when you're 0-7, isn't it? You kind of pull out the Greg Schiano. I was trying to think who the Buccaneers coach was, and it's Greg Schiano, Rutgers' finest. And they're offside.
Well recognised. Anyway. Oh, you've got to admire the effort. But
so yeah, the Buccaneers kick off again and do it, boom it downfield. Jermaine Kearse on the kickoff return.
And not Golden Tate, that's interesting.
Guess we're about the 25. Robert Turbin's still in. Marshall Lynch hasn't been in for the last four or five Seahawks plays, which is interesting. He's now back in, as I say that. Of course he is. And there's Mark Robinson, Duncan. So it was Mark Robinson, the fullback on this day. I mean, Russell Wilson's getting that absolutely no time. Mark Barron flies into Doug Baldwin. Then he's all over the field, Mark Barron is. Obviously, he was in that 2012 draft class, wasn't he, with Keekley and all the rest of them, wasn't he?
Yeah, so, well, he was drafted as a safety, if I remember rightly. Mm. But yeah, they turned him into a linebacker. And Wilson's taking it upon himself there on the run.
And gets seven, and the Seahawks are going to punt the ball away again. 5 minutes into the second.
Just talk about this punt coverage for a moment, because it was this season that didn't we equal the record for least punt return yards against?
Yeah. So it's something stupid like 23 or something, wasn't it, on the whole season?
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible and a huge part of our success that year. John Ryan and the coverage team was just out of this world.
That's Tony McDaniel on the early first down stop, Cam Chancellor on that one. But again, it's after they get 8 yards on a run, which isn't, I mean, they're not doing anything too overwhelming. They're just having their way somewhat. Now the fullback pass for the Buccaneers, and they have another first down, and the Buccaneers have us teetering slightly on the defensive side. I mean, straight up the middle for the Buccaneers running back, and another first down.
That was a great block on Mebane there. Really is one of the more underrated players, wasn't he, Brandon Mebane?
Yeah. Another run. I mean, how many running backs do they have? It's like the fourth different one I've seen carry the ball. Glennon steps back, has plenty of time, dumps the ball off, and the Seahawks, Sherman, Wagner, and KJ all in on one tackle. Oh, nice
we really
catch.
Let them off the hook there.
Nice catch, number 11 for the Buccaneers. Another first down for the Buccaneers. Another third down conversion as well. Now into Seahawks, half of the field. I mean, the Seahawks are sometimes making the yards tough on the ground, but they're getting them though, aren't they? I mean, another run. In the final, just in
and
the
they
four
just convert on third down,
and
don't they?
Another convert on third down to number 30. And a dump off pass from Glennon. Glennon gets rushed out of the pocket a bit, throws it downfield, and another touchdown. I mean, that's an impressive drive, an impressive throw, an impressive score. And I mean, Earl Thomas.
It was a great throw, and he got caught over the middle, didn't he? He went from one side to the other, and Earl Thomas standing looking at him.
Yeah, Earl Thomas kind of over pursued one way, and the Bucs receiver went the other way, and it's 14-0 with just under 3 minutes left in the second half. And I mean, the Buccaneers are keeping the ball for quite a long time as well. Kearse on the return again, fumbles the ball on the return.
Oh, he fumbled it.
And the kicker recovers, and the Buccaneers have the ball immediately back. On the 30-yard line for the Seahawks, and this is
Kearse on the return for Seattle. And Jermaine Kearse loses the football, and it's recovered by Keenan, the Buccaneers punter, who also handles the kickoffs. So Tampa Bay out to a 14-0 lead, and they recover the second Seattle turnover.
This is not going particularly to plan. I mean, I can only imagine what the handicap was on this game, but they're blowing it away at the minute, aren't they, the Buccaneers? I mean,
we really don't look to have done any part of the game very well at all.
No. I mean, there's one good punt. That was rather good, he said. Glennon has all day, bombs it downfield, 81 again. Earl Thomas tries to dislodge it, and immediately the Buccaneers are back inside the Seahawks 5, knocking on the door for a 3-touchdown lead. A cat is in amongst all of the pigeons, and it's a pitch pass by Mike James to number 84 for the Buccaneers. The bag of tricks comes out. And the
you've got to admire it.
I mean, yeah. I forgot that happened. The Buccaneers take... I mean, it wasn't the smoothest trick play ever, though, was it? Because the guy who caught it was fell over. He was on, the floor when he caught it. But yeah, the Buccaneers lead 21-0, and Central League Field and the Seahawks are unfathomably stunned. 21 points, the largest deficit of the season. It's against a winless team in CenturyLink. So the Seahawks have just over 2 minutes and all three timeouts to try and breathe some life into, as you say, it's incredibly flat showing so far. Russell Wilson play action. Russell Wilson gets hurried. Russell Wilson does it all by himself and gets about 15 yards and then gets out of bounds. And there's a flag
on the play.
And Mike Carey didn't know what the signal was for that foul, but it's against the Buccaneers. And the Seahawks are over the 50-yard line. And there's a flag immediately. Oh, this is very Seahawky. They're having a play when the clock has stopped. They're having a flag when the clock has stopped. I mean, look, there's people moaning about them doing this and doing that in 2018, 2019, but they were doing it even when, I mean, we all know how this season turns out, but they were doing it back here as well. It really is
our MO, isn't it, to get behind and then try and...
But it's not just that. It's just like even the things about like making mistakes, having flags on dead ball, dead clock plays. It's just ridiculous. And the deep ball down to Doug draws the PI from the Buccaneers, and the Seahawks are inside the red zone in like three of the weirdest plays you're going to see. Jermaine Curse over the middle, and the Seahawks finally...
That's a lovely little pass there.
Now Wilson over the middle, in for the touchdown, Jermaine Curse.
Oh, so it's on the ball. Yeah, it's complete prevent defense. Anything it prevents you from doing is not winning.
And oh, God, we were famous for that, weren't we?
Yeah.
Bradley, the defensive coordinator. Yeah, what's his full name?
Gus Bradley. So Seahawks are on the board, and Gerald McCoy, I think that is, just tackled Russell Wilson's head, and I think James Carpenter got injured on that because he goes down holding his knee, but I'm not too sure.
They really just left Curse to get open all on his own.
Yeah, so the Seahawks are on the board 21-7, 1 minute 40 left of the second quarter. A little squib pooch from Hauschka, and the Bucs have the ball back and all three timeouts. I mean, it's like the Houston game, that drive was like the Seahawks didn't do anything, they just scored kind of thing. That's the thread of the comeback in Houston. That's exactly what happened there as well, wasn't it, Duncan? They just didn't do anything extravagant.
We got quite lucky with penalties there, didn't we? In the middle of the field, 1 minute we're on our 40, the next we're in the towards the red zone, and it really didn't take very long. They let us off the hook, I think.
So second seven and the Buccaneers kneel out. So it's 21-7 to the Buccaneers at halftime. Seahawks kick off to begin the third quarter.
And where they've had a rocket from the coaches, isn't it? So
yeah, the cliched rocket you'd expect. There's, although the first play doesn't suggest much has changed because Mike James gets 9.5 yards right up the middle and then gets 3 or 4 more for the first down. So first two plays don't show much signs of a change coming. And another trick play, Glennon is stationary almost. Yeah, I mean,
that's the Glennon we remember now.
Yeah, it's just no movement at all. Mike James missed tackle by someone, or kind of flinged him in forwards 5-6 yards, more than missed tackle. Third and four for the Bucs. Over the middle, on Bobby Wagner. Earl Thomas doesn't get there quick enough, and it's another first down. And
it's over the middle again. I can see why they're so frustrated at that, yeah.
Another trick play from the Buccaneers, end around to number 18. I mean, again, we saw it a lot with the Rams last year, and then obviously all the Kenyon Drake stuff against Cardinals, but those end arounds have forever been a bugbear. Another run straight up the middle. I mean, that heart of the D-line and defense is getting shredded by a person called Mike James, Duncan.
Well, apparently this is what we signed Brooks for. His pace going sideline to sideline, and his power in the tackle. They said, didn't they, that we were lacking in the tackling ability this year, so, and that's why they wanted him specifically. So I hope that they get proven right on that.
Yeah. So first drive of the second half, they're already in the red zone. Glennon steps back, steps away from Averill and Bennett, fires into the end zone, tipped, and just out of the reach of number 81 again. And the Buccaneers are going to kick the field goal, which is up and good. That's a weird
Roberto Carlos. We're close to getting that.
Yeah. And it's a flag down as well. Of course there is. Offside City against the Seahawks. They take the points. The Buccaneers lead 24-7, 5 minutes into the second half. Another squib, weird squib kick to Jermaine Kearse.
It's thrown in there.
It kind of worked because he gets absolutely nothing on the return. O-line completely falls down, probably by the cable design as it always was. Quick pass to Golden Tate to nothing. I mean, this is just not great, is it, from the Seahawks on the offensive side? Russell Wilson doing it himself, launches one downfield to Zach Miller for the first down. I mean, it's Russell's creating more than anything else. Marshawn following Robinson, brilliant block from Margaret Robinson, and Marshawn gets 12 or 13, another first down. I mean, you see he's called Robinson his eyes, didn't he?
Quite,
yeah. He follows him again for another 12 or 13. And
we haven't seen much of, I mean, they haven't thrown, being able to throw it that much, but we haven't seen much of Doug Baldwin yet. Did he come on, you know, come on this season, or was that more a 2014?
I think it was. I think the leading receiver this year was Golden Tate on the season. I think in one of those years where we didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver. Turbin gets 8 or 9 after a hold called back. The Lynch first down run on the 50-yard line. Dump off to Lynch, who...
He really is fighting for every yard, Marshawn Lynch.
Has no chance. Avante David with the tackle, I think that is. Wilson steps back. And there's Golden Tate. Brilliant catch and yards after the catch as well. And I mean, Golden Tate was a hell of a lot of fun to watch for the Seahawks.
Oh, we really missed him.
Yeah, Russell Wilson immediately running away. I mean, this is just ridiculous. McQuiston's on his ass. And toe drag swag again from Doug Baldwin.
There he is.
The referee.
That was a fantastic catch.
Signal it. For the second time in the Ped Pod rewatch, it's a toe drag sideline swag.
And now he throws along the sidelines. It is Doug Baldwin who made the catch. And it is ruled unbelievable. But he got both feet down in bounds. How do you throw that ball down? Cross your body. Go.
Yeah, no, Russell Wilson, the keeper. And in for the touchdown.
First and goal from the 10. Off the fake for Lynch. Wilson. End zone. Touchdown.
I mean, that's 20. As we said on the last one, this 2019 Russell Wilson doesn't do that as much and doesn't appear to be able to do that as much. But we saw that a hell of a lot in the first 2-3 years of Russell Wilson, didn't we?
Well, yeah. The planned run as opposed to the just being flushed out of the pocket runs.
Yeah. So 24-14. The Buccaneers lead with 5 minutes left of the third quarter. And Mike James, again, just straight up the middle, getting 3 or 4 yards. Again, I mean, he's free on this one. Earl Thomas misses the tackle. Cam's there to wrap up, but he gets about 20.
I don't remember their O-line being this good until they started drafting players like Ali Marpet. I don't think he's playing, but I see Dotson's playing. He was the converted defensive lineman.
Mike James gets another 6 or 7. I mean, Mike James, I mean, no idea. Slowly starting to, and it's 2nd and 18. I mean, they're not, obviously, they have no scoreboard pressure too, but it's all on the ground, not putting the ball in Glennon's hand because they don't have to, but at the same time,
it's the middle of the line now.
Third and 14. Glennon getting pressured, throws it away almost, number 30, who gets 6 or 7, and the Buccaneers are going up. So the Seahawks hold firm, but they're still 10 points down as the fourth quarter edges near. Jermaine Kearse with a nice... Oh, no, Golden Tate with a nice punt return. Still going.
Still going.
What a return this is.
And Tate continues along. He's across midfield. Tate inside the 30 and finally out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
Oh, so we lost him. It was Brian Waters, wasn't it, on the returns. Yeah. And it was really just a case of asking him just to catch it. And that's it.
those glory years. So obviously this at this time as well, this was supposed to be what Percy Harvin was doing as well, wasn't it? Who was injured at this point, as he spent most of his 20 months in Seattle as...
Oh, of course, yeah. Between him and Baldwin, Curse and Tate, we had four, you know, good, if not excellent starters, didn't we?
Yeah. Marshall Lynch gets bottled up immediately. Russell Wilson, only one pass for sure, and he gets brushed. Ricardo Lockett with a nice over-the-middle catch. Just wild to hang on. There's a challenge flag, which I'm guessing is on that catch. Oh, that's probably not going to start. I mean, it doesn't really
move. Does he hit the ground, but it doesn't move that far, does it?
No.
It's in his belly. It's in the bread basket, but he's got the ball.
Yep.
And of course, because it's going past on the 40 minute, we don't know what the result of that was.
I think that stood because it's third and three. Russell Wilson running about 20 yards backwards.
He got chased for his life.
Away. Stephen Hauschka going to kick and straight down the middle. 24-17, just into the fourth quarter. Hauschka kicks it away. The Seahawks defense needs a stop and a quick one at that again, don't they?
Yeah, what were we, 21-0 down? So now we're 24-17. So we really have turned a corner, even though they don't look spectacularly good.
Yeah, I mean, 17 points without, like you said, much in the way of flash.
Yeah.
Bruce Irvin with the tackle on number. I mean, how many running backs do they have, this Buccaneers team? It's like fourth or fifth different one. Mike James again. This is like that Jonas Gray day, this is, isn't it? And this is ridiculous.
He must be on a 100-yard game, surely.
He must be. Glennon, the pass to Mike James. KJ Wright eventually tackles him. And it's second down for the Buccaneers. I mean, why ask Glennon to do something he can't when you got Mike James running all over the shop? Third down for the Buck.
The pass rush is getting home.
Pass rush finally gets there. Chris Clemens and Michael Bennett get in on Glennon, forcing the Buccaneers punt. I mean, that's exactly what they needed, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was good to see him get home on several plays on that drive.
Yeah.
We can really see the difference.
And after what happened on the last punt, the Buccaneers kick it straight out of bounds. The Seahawks have the ball in the 25. Russell Wilson steps back. It's hammered again, but finds Doug Baldwin for about 25 yards. And that's a very Russ Doug thing we'd see over the next 4 or 5 years as well, wouldn't it, that?
Oh, absolutely classic. He was ready to take the hit. He knew it was coming. He waited for the perfect moment and just hit Doug Baldwin exactly where he wanted to. That was, perfect, Russell Wilson there.
Russell Wilson dump off to Marshawn. I mean, just how Marshawn runs is just...
Was that five people tackling him there?
Yeah.
Again, Russell takes the hit as he throws.
Russell Wilson on third down to Doug Baldwin. Again, another thing which came a common thread of this. Darrell Revis was on this Buccaneers team. Well, that's a thing I forgot happened. Turbin gets bottled up after 4 or 5. But Seahawks are on the 30 of the Buccaneers. And I mean, they've got a chance here to tie it up. And Russell Wilson throws behind Marshawn Lynch. 3rd and 5.
That's a brilliant sight. Just a looping pass.
Jermaine Curse
over the top of the defender.
The red line throw, Jermaine Curse comes down with it. Silks has the ball on the 3. Russell Wilson, and he's picked off on the goal line by number 37.
I was not expecting that. That was
and there's a flag and all midst of all that as well. Russell Wilson has his second interception on the day.
Really was a terrible throw. There wasn't even a receiver there. It's just straight into the hands of the defender.
He just stood on the goal line and took it at the second attempt. So the Buccaneers... Again, stopped the Seahawks from scoring when it looked for all the world like they were going to. Face mask on the offense somehow.
There's a 25-year-old Pete Carroll.
That wasn't great. Mike James again for the Buccaneers. Just under 8 minutes left for the fourth quarter. Glennon has plenty of time. He's chomping at the feet. Vincent Jackson makes a tough catch with old Thomas headhunting somewhat. So third down for
right
the
down at 3 seconds there. They're really trying to play for the clock here.
Yeah. Glennon,
he's forced to throw it out of bounds and we're getting the ball back. So
I think I'm more mobile than Mike Glennon. It's incredible. punts it straight out of bounds and the road. So the Seahawks have the ball just outside their own 40. Marshawn Lynch on the handoff gets a couple. 6 minutes left now for the Seahawks to score. Tie the game. Marshawn Lynch again.
Now, on offense, even when we're behind late, we never do we? We'll always go to the run and then probably another run and a pass, but we're never It's never purely just given to Russell Wilson to, you know, work your magic. They always stick to their game plan rather than panic mode.
Especially when it's like this, when it's one score at this point. It's a nice catch by Zach Miller, gets the first down for the Seahawks. Under four minutes left for the Seahawks to score. They're inside the 30 now. Robert Turbin tries to do Marshawn, just doesn't do it as well. Marshawn Lynch back in on this one. And that was a ill-advised play-action pass, but Golden Tate, what a move from Golden Tate after the catch, and gets about 8 or 9 inside the 20 now, just over 2 minutes left. Marshawn Lynch on a toss play.
Easy
gets the first down. I mean, the absolute king. Marshawn Lynch again. Russell Wilson keeps this one again. Like you say, they're not really putting the ball in Russell Wilson's hands that much, are they? It's all been...
I don't know whether it's just because it's his second year still, or...
2 minute warning, 24-17. And Doug Baldwin, that looked like his catch we see in about 4 months later. And the Seahawks have scored again. I mean, that's a proper back foot boykin throw from Russell Wilson. But Doug Baldwin gives himself enough room and does well to avoid the tackle and walk into the end zone. And with 1 minute 50 left, the Seahawks have tied the game.
Seahawks must get to the 6 for a first down.
I think the changes have become more obvious, haven't they? On defense, the pass rush is finally getting home and they're stuffing the run a little more. On offense, they're getting the ball out of Russell's hands a lot quicker than they did before. The run still is potent. But they're getting the ball moving a lot quicker than before.
Definitely. Everything just seems a bit slicker. I mean, that's the one drive that the Seahawks have put together, and The one before, the last two drives were six, were put together decent drives. The other one, obviously, ended with interception, but that one was, I mean, Mike Glennon is painful to watch, man.
He's like a gazelle on ice, isn't he?
Well, I mean, we're being lucky with this one. We've had Matt Schaub and now Mike Glennon, and a dump off to Mike James, because, of course, under a minute left, the Buccaneers are about 30 yards away from field goal range. I mean, Mike Glennon's apparently running and gets absolutely chewed by Walter Thurmond. And the Buccaneers
are punting. He took his head off.
Punting the ball away. This time they are kicking it to Golden Tate. Golden Tate's returning it. I mean, under 20 seconds
to go.
Probably looking for overtime. I mean, the Russell was going to try. Step back and immediately pressure. Dump off to Marshawn Lynch, who doesn't avoid the Mark Barron tackle. And that will be that. Another overtime game for the 2013 Seahawks and this rewatch. And there's the coin toss wizard, number 7, the late Tavares Jackson, Duncan.
Good old Tavares Jackson, Fairflex.
I mean, we all know how this is going to go now we've seen T-Jack, don't we? Heath Farwell's out there. Is he still a coach on the Seahawks?
He's a coach somewhere, but I think he may have left the Seahawks. I tell you, I spotted as a line, but a defensive coach now is Aaron Curry.
Yeah, Aaron Curry. Was it 2009 fourth overall pick?
He was so much better on Madden than he ever was in real life. I really wanted him to succeed. He was such a nice guy. I really wanted him to succeed, but it's a shame that one.
Mike Glennon went out of the pocket. It appears that the Seahawks didn't win the toss. I'm unsure, but they pointed in the direction. So maybe they did. Maybe T-Jack did. And Cam with his bam-bam celebration. Bucks have 3rd and 7. Mike Glennon just standing there waiting. Every single member of the Seahawks defensive line in on that sack. And then the Buccaneers punt away. And the Seahawks have a chance. All they need now, back in these OT rule days, is a field goal. Golden Tate fields it, makes one man miss and then gets drilled, but the Seahawks are on the 40-yard line, needing about 20, 25 yards. 30 minutes. A nice little skip through the hole by Marshawn Lynch. Gets the first down. I mean, he's just so much fun to watch, man.
Bring him back. Even if he's like third choice, just bring him back, goal line, and just in there to get the crowd going, the players going. He's a great locker room influence. I don't care. Bring him back.
Yeah. third down to Doug, back on the ground to Marshawn Lynch, and they're in per the graphic on screen, Hauschka's field goal range, just inside the, on about the 32, 33 yard line. Marshawn again, third down up, coming. But like, it's unfair on Carson because really Marshawn Lynch probably is going to go in the Hall of Fame eventually, you'd think. But like, the difference in him and Carson, just watching him like at his best here to what we see from Carson now, it is stark.
Oh, he's a different gravy.
It's stark. Yeah.
Carson is a good, you know, a good running back who, if he can stay fit, will probably go for 1,000 yards a season, if you ask him. But Lynch is just so powerful and
yeah,
a complete difference maker.
Yeah. So Stephen Hauschka, yeah, it's quite, you know, I don't think I realised it until watching Lynch this season. Hauschka kicks up through the middle and the Seahawks win.
And Hauschka's kick is straight through. Biggest come from behind victory in Seattle Seahawks franchise history. They win their 12th consecutive game at home, tying a franchise record. First 8-1 start for the Seahawks.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was I pay tribute here to the special teams. You know, John Ryan and co kept us in it for a long time. There were some mistakes made, but it was it's classic Seahawks, which we're so used to over the last, you know, over the whole Pete Carroll era. We'll keep it close and we'll never do more than we have to, no matter the opponent. We'll rarely thrash the weaker teams.
Yeah.
And we'll step it up against the tougher teams. And they really play to their opponent, which is something that you see over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another one of those games where you're like, oh, the hell of the Seahawks win. And if they win that game, well, maybe, isn't it?
Well, quite, yeah. It's interesting. It's absolutely interesting. I don't know. We obviously missed so many of these players who were just all in their prime at the same time.
Yeah. It's a remarkable group of everything. So yeah, massive thanks, Duncan, for joining me and rewatching, reliving some. I'm not too sure what adjective to use on those 2013 memories of that game, but yeah, really do appreciate. Where can people catch you if they haven't caught you in the last 2-3 weeks since you were last on the pod?
Well, it has been a while. I'm off to celebrate my hat trick, get the jars in at the pub while we're in lockdown. But yeah, I'm always on 99 yards, and yeah, we've got some good stuff coming up this week. We had Dean Blandino on the podcast, so go and check that out. It's a good one.
Did he over-explain something you already knew? Is that what Blandino does?
Well, I'll tell you what was quite interesting was talk of talks to change rules either in college or NFL to bring them more in line. So that was quite interesting. I don't know if anything will ever come of that, but you know, they're talking about it. It's interesting.
Well, if it does, you've got the audio clip and the first exclusive, I guess.
Oh, quite, yeah. Absolutely.
Which would be fun. You can like claim a source when Rappaport misappropriates things, as he always. But yeah, massively appreciate and thank you for jumping on again, Duncan.
Good fun. Good to be back.
Wilson looks down the field, and there's Miller left alone once more. And he's out of bounds at the 30. Wilson looks down the field, and there's Miller left alone once more. And he's out of bounds at the 30. Throws it down the field, and it's intercepted. Or was it out of bounds? No, it is an interception, a second straight week for Earl Thomas. Wilson looks down the field. Sidney Rice has it and steps out of bounds at the Atlanta 38-yard line. Furman cuts it back to the inside. Inside the five and run out of bounds at the 3-yard line. Play action fake. Wide open. And an easy touchdown to Zach Miller. And don't look now. Here come the Seahawks. First for Wilson looking, and he finds in the middle of the field Golden Tate, who spins out of one tackle, and that's a first down to the 32-yard line. Wilson escapes the tackle. Will get the first down, and then some to Lynch, who's stuck in the end zone. And run out of bounds at the 5-yard line. They'll call it the 4-yard line. They just give it to Lynch, who fumbled the ball, but then it's picked up by Under for a Seattle touchdown.
In the play. play. The ruling on the field is confirmed. Brawl broke the plane at the goal line prior to coming loose. Touchdown.
And it's good.
To finish the...
Ryan. Well within field goal range now. 49 yards away from Matt Bryant. Good snap. Good hold. And it is good.
So after that heartbreak in Atlanta to end the 2012 season, after a quite remarkable comeback, we foul just about 25 seconds short, really, and a Matt Bryant field goal ended the Seahawks season that year. Just under 9 months later, they return stadium, the same scene to face. It's the same team in Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and the Atlanta Falcons. After the comeback against the Buccaneers, the Seahawks were sitting at a somewhat remarkable 8-1 on the 2013 season. And so we're going to sit back and relive the revisiting of all those demons they had present at the stadium down in Atlanta, Georgia. And to do that, joining myself, Stuart Court, is Alan Kennedy. How are we, sir?
Not too bad now, Stuart, and yourself? What's the crack?
Not too bad. So, but before we press play on the game and relive it, do you have any abiding memories of this point of that season? Because this, if I remember rightly, this is kind of the point of the season where the team, after the Buccaneers' survival somewhat, they kind of kicked up a gear, didn't they?
That was it. Just kind of seemed like the Buccaneers was the turning point in it with that comeback, coming down from 21-0 down and looking like the season was starting to unravel before our eyes that day. But they turned it around and sort of now then able to come back and get the retribution against Falcons after the year before and that horrific ending that we had to that season. But kind of this was to dispel all those demons that were there lying for the team. And we won't give any spoilers, but we all know how it ended up.
So, like you said, I mean, that must have been a big thing, a big mental thing in the lead-up to this game, wouldn't it? After the Buccaneers, it's almost a sense of relief, but then you move on immediately Monday morning, and it's a journey which last time you made it was a subdued and kind of depressing one home, and now you're going back to that place. It must have been a big deal in the build-up to this, mustn't it?
Oh, I'm sure it was, like, for the team themselves, because this was the one hurdle now that they needed to get over after beating so many teams in the lead-up to it, to get over Falcons and give them that belief, especially with the comeback that they had the week before. Now, this was the next hurdle and to push them on, because I think it was around, start of November, so it would have been coming up to the Thanksgiving turnaround and the playoff run then.
Yeah, which is always a part of the season where the Seahawks kind of just seem to thrive in an annual tradition almost at this point. But yeah, so all we're going to do is, as we've done so far, and we'll continue to do, is just load up the condensed game on Game Pass. You can watch along if you like while you're listening, and watch the condensed and kind of just talk our way through the game. Seahawks are kicked off. The Falcons have the ball first. I mean, like, it's the first thing I notice every time. The names on the back of these jerseys on the defensive side are just... are quite remarkable, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. And like even having Walter Thurman coming in there on nickel.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas being his usual self.
Yeah. So yeah, the Seahawks, as is the way, more often than not in 2013, force a three and out for the opposing team and then go and take on the punt return, stays on his feet, doesn't get many yards, but he makes the Falcons work for the tackle, doesn't he?
Always exciting on the ball.
So Russ with a dump off to Marshawn, and I mean, even when he falls down, it takes two people to keep him down.
He's really, really at his prime.
Yeah,
they're still fighting for yards every single time.
Yeah,
never goes down on the first tackle.
No, it's and it, I mean, that's a perfect example. On third down, he forces his way forward and gets the first down for Lem Jean-Pierre and Paul McChrystan again, at left tackle and centre. I mean, there's a lot said about the O-line back then, but they didn't play very often.
Like, they're doing what they have to do.
Yeah.
Zach Miller there on tight end as well. So they're have a well said look. Oh, look at that.
I mean, that's
Lynch fighting for every 5-6 guys around him. And they still don't bring him to the ground.
No. That's ridiculous. Russell Wilson play action out to Luke Wilson. We're back here. the rookie Luke Wilson kind of, again, they don't take him down, he just kind of walks out. Russell Wilson pushed slightly, Robert Turbin, he gets completely bottled.
Just about to say they were moving the ball nicely.
The Seahawks are inside the Falcons 30 on their first drive, and Russell Wilson's got a bit of time, gets that wide and dumps it off to Marshawn Lynch, which is a thing we didn't really see too much in 2019 and Chris Carson, that the lining the running back up out wide. Obviously the OC's changed from Daryl Bevel to Schottenheimer now. House got on to kick, and as is always the case in 2013, up, through, and straight down the middle. So Seahawks take a lead 3-0 halfway through the first quarter in Atlanta. I mean, it stods down a little bit, but that's a pretty nice, encouraging start for the Seahawks, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like the defense go 3-and-out, and then it's over to the offense, and they're able to get points on the board. That, yeah. The Turbin tackle seemed to be the one that just stalled that drive, but
yeah,
see that now. We see the Falcons starting to move the ball a bit.
Yeah, so the first play of the Falcons goes about 25 yards to Roddy White over the middle, and then Bruce Irvin just does enough covering the running back.
Cage are very under pressure there.
Almost interception for Brandon Browner.
Very pressure there by Cage off the centre.
And the Falcons boot the ball away to go and take, he's letting this one bounce, and that was
annoyed with himself there on that.
Yeah. So Seahawks have the ball on the 7th, start the second drive. Robert Turbin still in the game. No Marshawn since that power run he did. He's back in now, as I say that, because, of course, a lob ball down the sideline to Golden Tate, who then gets
flag on the
a 15-yard penalty on top of it. So it's from certainly Samuel, I think, that is on the coverage of Golden Tate, and he just leaves him in his dust. And so the Seahawks are now, after that, after one play, pretty much already in the Falcons' half of the field. I mean, this first half is rattling along. First quarter, it's rattling along.
Golden Tate, and there was Zach Miller in fullback, and now we have Mike Robb in it.
Yeah.
Such variety.
I was always a big proponent of Mr. Bevel. Mr. Wilson got plenty of space, not many options, and gets taken down. He probably should have threw that away. Seahawks. Third and 16, a heave downfield by Russ to corner end zone as Ricardo Lockett was targeted. So the Seahawks punt the ball away. KJ Wright immediately up through the hole and tackles Steven Jackson for a loss. Bruce Irvin jumps offside.
More flags in the defense.
Yeah.
Swarming to the ball there.
Cam Chancellor stops Steven Jackson. So it's another third down for the Falcons as the first quarter begins to wind down. Ooh, that's going to be close. That might have been... It's not. It's a punt from the Falcons. It looked like it might have been enough for a first down, but it's a booming punt.
Yeah. Kevin Davis already got a hand to it there, even from the block.
Yeah, and Golden Tate returns it just inside the Seahawks 40. So the start of the second quarter now, Seahawks lead 3-0. Marshawn Lynch juking and driving his way for about 6 or 7 yards. It's just it just looks different to what we have watched post Marshawn. Russell Wilson with plenty of time, and Doug Baldwin appears to fall down.
I don't know where he's looking for a tag.
Lob ball to Jermaine Kearse, who does really well to bring it in one-handed on his chest guard.
Bruise and run there by Lynch. Four lads to take him to the ground. Must be just off the goal again. Even lose the yard.
Wilson down the sideline again, and Golden Tate comes down with the ball. I mean, that's a ridiculous throw and catch. And the Falcons are challenging it, and it is an incomplete pass to the corner of the reverse. Obviously, the third. Here we go. So, Golden Tate gets one. Oh, yeah, and the second foot is out of bounds. So, it's a catch in college, not in the NFL. House Grant's kicker, the other field goal. And yet again, it's up and through, and the Seahawks lead 6-0 in Atlanta. I mean, is that the main reason they lost in 2012? Because it's an incredibly slow start. But this is kind of the opposite of that, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Defenses really have a bug to bear here now on this.
Yeah, their fullback run gets the first down. But it's another one of those games which we watch from back then where everything is underneath, isn't it?
And they always seem to almost know the snap count as well. There's always someone right on the line ready to jump through. Here we have it again. There with April. I know he misread that one, but still.
Jeremy, a good tackle on Steven Jackson. Obviously, another a former Rams running back has gone to Atlanta this year with Todd Gurley making the same trip after being ran out of town in Los Angeles now, not like St. Louis. So, second and 14, Walt Thurman with the loss, cut for loss. Steven Jackson, who gave us some issues while he was in St. Louis, is being penned in a little bit more so far here. Everyone rushes Matt Ryan, just like to step up and slides forward for the first. I mean, everyone swarmed on in there, all six of them up there. I mean, this is, look at the pass, it's coming from all angles.
You can get a nice late hit on it. Yeah. Probably a flag today.
Gang tackling, Terry McDaniel on that one on Steven Jackson. The third down for the Falcons, and that is nothing. Walter Thurman reads it perfectly and then does the Ric Flair dance in Atlanta. And Matt Bryant on again to kick, and it's all the way through. So 6-3. Falcons kind of had one relatively big play, but everything else was cut. The Seahawks defense made hard work for them, didn't they?
Yeah, it was always back to that bend on break. Lynch just tearing away.
Gashing through. A good 40-yard run for Marshawn Lynch gets the Seahawks immediately into Falcons territory. I mean, that was ridiculous. Oh, it's a flea flicker down to Jermaine Kearse, who brings the ball in for a Seahawks touchdown. I mean, that's a lot. That's so much fun.
It's just the most exciting play, and it always seemed to work back then in Bevel's offense. Whenever you see Russell.
Give it to him again. They're going to sling it back. Look at this gadget play. Wilson going deep for Kearse. He's got it! Touchdown, CL!
Is that saying of a local boy done good? Oh, well, he's doing really good.
Dime of a throw. And the Seahawks lead 13-3 in a flash. So the Falcons score within two plays. The Seahawks have stretched the lead more to 10 points instead of just to three. So that's a great response from the Seahawks again. Just a dump off to Steven Jackson. He's swarm tackle. I mean, this the speed on the defense is ridiculous. I mean, like you said, they just seem to know what's coming, don't they?
Yeah, there's always like three or four guys always there ready to make a tackle in case someone did miss it, but they just never seem to do miss.
Harry Douglas drops one, so the Falcons are punting the ball away straight back to the Seahawks.
A quick three and out.
Boomer, another second. So the Seahawks have the ball back again. Golden Tate on the bubble pass, and Golden Tate just races down the sideline and gets another 30, 40 yards. I mean, that stopped working after Golden Tate left, but that's remarkable.
Yeah.
Instead, get it to Golden Tate. Good blocking, Golden Tate! Tate turns on the Jets, and he's inside the 30.
Marshawn Lynch breaks two tackles before he gets to the line and then gets gang tackled immediately after.
And on the ground. Can't hurdle that one, unfortunately.
And third and seven. I mean, that looked like...
Get away with one there.
Yeah. 13-3. House going to kick, and it's another field goal. So the Seahawks lead 16-3. Just under 2 minutes left in the first half.
Nice to see all the 12 flags there from that.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Clemens almost gets to Matt Ryan, but he gets the ball off again underneath, and it's enough for a first down. It's all dumb pass to the running back and fullback, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, Cliff Averill, I mean, this pass was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Taking turns.
All he had was dump offs, and Matt Ryan's just running through the middle for his life.
Cam with the coverage on Tony Gonzalez and breaks the ball up. So it's another Falcons punt. I mean, another drive which took 30 seconds, Alan.
I know, getting two three and outs inside 4 minutes, and there's Golden Tate with another nice run back as well to get more yards.
Yeah, and drops the ball. Doug on the bubble this time gets 4 or 5.
Doug wanting in on that action now after Golden Tate making some good plays.
Another throw to Doug. Just run into the yard marker and turning back. Jermaine Kearse. This is a weird defensive approach from the Falcons there.
Yeah.
Backing off, and the Seahawks are taking what they're given, kind of thing.
Not sure the Seahawks with two timeouts as well.
Dart to the Doug Baldwin. Seahawks are immediately within a minute almost inside the 10, and then Jermaine Kearse just goes for a little walk.
Rain fart there by Jermaine.
23 seconds left. Seahawks 16-3 up, and they have a chance to score again. with a timeout, as you say. Too high for Jermaine Kearse. Second and 15, under 20 seconds. Russell Wilson somehow dodges everyone, runs and gets tackled at the 6. And they bring the whole entire house and go on take with a... Oh!
What a catch.
What a catch. Back corner of the end zone, one-handed, gets 2 feet down, one-handed, right in the palm of his hands, brings it against his body as he gets one and drags his second foot. I mean, that's like picture perfect, that is.
And the coverage is absolutely ideal as well. Just perfect throw and perfect catch.
Atlanta coming with everybody. Wilson just going to throw a fade to Tate. One-handed stab. Touchdown!
Wow. Remember, all scoring plays reviewed, but look at that concentration. 1 foot down, 2 feet down. I believe that's a catch, and what a magnificent catch it is. Look at the concentration. Left hand. Control right now. Left foot down, drags the right foot. I believe that stands, controls it all the way through the process of the catch. That is one heck of a football play by Golden Tate.
Yeah, and the Seahawks, 23-3 at halftime. The one drive the Falcons had, the Seahawks kind of immediately extinguished any hope after that, meaning 2-3 plays. That kind of response seems to have been the straw that broke the back somewhat.
That was it, and getting the 2-3 and outs and then scoring just before the half and starting with the ball now. So the Falcons are looking at almost the same hole that we faced the week before against the Bucs.
Lynch catches upfield for about 20, again, just following his blockers. I mean, it's just a massive humanity, white and red. Quite a bit of time, tries to beat the man to the corner and does and gets the first down. Marshall Lynch makes a man miss behind the line of scrimmage. He gets 3 or 4. Marshall Lynch again makes a man miss and gets another 3 or 4. So the Seahawks have a third down on their first drive. Somebody moved. It looked like the Seahawks moved first. Yep. So the Seahawks third and 4 goes to third. And Golden Tate makes a man miss, spins and gets the first down. He makes, like you said earlier, the depth, I mean, the names and the players make plays for this team on all aspects, really. Just the depth on this roster was ridiculous, wasn't it?
I know, it probably wasn't appreciated, especially even with the offensive line at the time. Everyone was saying all they needed to do was just be serviceable and get the job done as close, as best as they could.
Yeah.
But there's one where they just come straight through.
Yeah, another bubble out wide to Golden Tate, but...
Back there.
Yeah, so 53-yard attempt by Stephen Hauschka, and it's straight through the middle, and the Seahawks lead 26-3 halfway through the third quarter. I mean, this game is racing through, and there doesn't seem to be much hope or signs of life for the Falcons. This is kind of last chance salute, isn't it? I mean, the Seahawks scored on almost all their drives 9 months earlier in that playoff game, so the Falcons need to do the same, don't they?
That's it, just keep the scoreboard ticking over with the way the defense are playing. There's a flag coming in on a big hit on DeMarco.
Bruce Irvin, helmet to helmet on the Falcons fullback. Steven Jackson gets absolutely nothing. I mean, Walter Thurmond is incredibly active in this game so far. I mean, he's out wide on this one. Coverage, so maybe Brown has gone down. Tony Gonzalez over the middle. Cam Chancellor not making his life exceptionally livable this evening. Pete's challenged the spot, and it looks like he's won a challenge, which is, again, something we don't really see very often.
We'll put that one in the record books.
Yeah, but on the back to the Buccaneers, I mean, it was somewhat surgical how they come back. They didn't, like, just blitz it like they did in Atlanta the year before, but to come off the back of that and do this on the road, I'm going to guess it was an early start as well. I mean, this is a statement of a statement. If a 9-1, you'd expect to be 9-1 team.
Look at the total yards, 438 for Seattle. That's astounding. 438 to 146 in total yards.
I'm going to make one. This is how you do it, kind of thing. After the almost drop one at home, isn't it, Alan?
Making those statements, getting all the guys to know that we're a better team than what they were in 2012.
Yeah.
Putting it down emphatically then as well, not just scraping through.
Cam on Tony again.
Going for a big hit.
Falcons running back squirms through, legitimately squirms through for 11 yards. It was a very weird-looking run. He tries to do it again, gets four or five more.
Or coming down and getting retribution again.
Yeah. And the pass which gets to Matt Ryan this time, finally, and Michael Bennett, and there's a flag for some reason, so I'm going to guess it's going to be a low hit. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I mean,
going to the ground.
Yeah, he was on the floor already. It's not like he dived at the floor. So the Falcons have the ball in the red zone, the end zone throw to Roddy White, and Byron Maxwell in his pajamas breaks the ball up.
First step at Roddy.
Yeah. And Matt Ryan just throws it away going the pass rush. Again, we've seen Walter Thurman, we've seen Byron Maxwell make a play, we saw Brandon Brown earlier make a play, Sherman obviously on the other side. The secondary is incredible, and again Matt Ryan just gets the ball anywhere on the sideline. Another penalty on the Seahawks defense, but depth in the secondary is probably the biggest thing you circle on this team, isn't it? And it's just ridiculous.
Browner must be coming back in the game at this stage. But there's no let up at all in the defense. And remember, at the time, everyone was saying that it was because of the D line that they were able to do it, and they were only good because of the safeties, and they were only good because of the Legion of Boom and everything. So it was just a full quartet of them all doing their bit.
Yeah, and as you say, that Byron Maxwell gets beat on the inside, only just so, nearly gets his hand on the ball, but the Falcons score. Harry Douglas on a pretty throw from Matt Ryan. So it's 26-10 with just over a minute left in the third quarter. I mean, that's a nice response from the Falcons, isn't it? Because as we said, they kind of needed to score there. They have scored, so there could be a bit of edginess in the sideline, but they've shown no signs of let up, have they?
The penalty there on Bennett seemed to give Falcons a bit of get them into that. The red zone then as well. Go for the fourth down.
Yeah, so Seahawks third down, a lob pass. Oh my days, what a throw that is to Doug Baldwin.
That's a flick of the wrist.
Blitz coming, he lets it fly for Baldwin. He's got the catch, flag from the secondary. Baldwin's got it up at midfield. It'll be about a 26-yard hookup if it counts.
Watch the protection. Here comes the blitz. Remember, these are backups playing, but they aren't playing like backups. The protection. Russell Wilson knows he's got more than he can. Doug Baldwin with an incredible route. And Russell Wilson, as he's been all day, all season, on the money. What a throw. What execution by this Seattle offense.
Yes, so the Seahawks are inside the Falcons half the field again. Marshall Lynch.
Getting a first down where he has no right to at all.
14 yards and he got tackled off of about four.
So fun. Wilson there lining up as fullback.
Almost perfectly and gets another first down for the Seahawks. So after the needed score for the Falcons, this is not what the defense needed to do to support that, is it, from their point of view?
Moving it so easily. Here's Lynch again, getting right up to the line.
Yeah, third and one, just outside the 11. A toss pass to Turbin, who may have just about got enough.
If he didn't get that one, all the Twitter heads would have been out kicking out about that play call.
Yeah, Marshall got the first down, so Marshall Lynch gets the ball up to about the three. And Marshall Lynch runs it in from two, just gets to the corner and beats his man two there. So the Seahawks take a 33-10 lead with just under 9 minutes left.
Lynch walks in. Touchdown, Seattle.
Pushing any hope after the Falcons got their touchdown to bring it within 16 now, and it's... That just stamps the marker down again.
Yeah. Again, the pass which is starting to tee off a little bit on Matt Ryan. Not the greatest looking tackle.
No, definitely a horse collar there. It was all learning moments.
Yeah, 33-10, Seahawks lead. Cliff Avery just pushes the right tackle over. It's five. I mean, that's
bit of anger there from Avery.
Almost gets Matt Ryan again. Bennett and Clinton McDonald this time.
Slow to get up as well. He's probably thinking, can we just end this game now? Bennett again, on the ground, getting
Bennett again. Clemens, McDonald, and Averill all there surrounding Matt Ryan. Another flag on the defensive side of the ball, possibly.
It's triple team tackle there.
Yeah.
Lay on top of him just to slow him down anymore.
Yeah. They move Matt Ryan off his spot and he just dumps it some reason for just a yard. Third and two for the Falcons. Again, he's rushed and Harry Douglas on the crossing. Kind of leaves Walter Thurman his dust, and he fumbles the ball, Harry Douglas, and Walter Thurman makes up for possibly the coverage bust somewhat and gets the ball back in. The Seahawks have the ball back in their first turnover of the day.
Douglas has the first down and end zone. Harry Douglas fumbled the football and Thurman picks it up. Even when something good happens for the Falcons, it turns into a disaster. And Seattle has the football.
Just a great play there by never giving up. When Thomas makes a tackle and brings him in, and Thurman just gets his hand on the ball.
Yeah, and the Seahawks up 23 on the road. We just saw our first glimpse of Christian Michael, the rookie, the highest draft pick the Seahawks made in the 2013 draft. Christian Michael with his first few runs, nice few runs as well for the former A&M Aggie.
Looking nice and fast as well.
Gets to the corner, doesn't look as graceful as when Marshall Lynch does it, but he's effective, gets 7 yards, under 4 minutes left, and then he gets bottled up. So a third down coming for the Seahawks.
Formation is this at all?
Christian Michael possibly has enough for the first down, and he does. So another first down. The Seahawks are probably just going to run the clock out at this point, edging towards a 2 minute warning.
Massive hole.
Doesn't get out of bounds, so the clock keeps rolling on as well and gets another 20, 30 yards. I mean,
good stiff arm at the end then as well.
It's a second and eight, so it's not a first down because of a flag on Ricardo Lockett. Robert Turbin now in, gets 3 or 4. 2 minute warning. Christian Michael gets dragged down for a loss of about 6.
They never stood a chance at all.
Nope. And the Seahawks are going to punt the ball away. Booming one down. And just trickles in to the end zone, so it's a touchback. And the Falcons have one more go with the ball, which Matt Ryan probably wasn't ecstatic about because he gets lit up first play.
Just giving the D-line an extra chance to get another hit in.
And Steven Jackson drops, drops one. Second down, under 90 seconds left. Another dump off to the running back. And he's immediately greeted by Bobby Wagner. Again, he's forced out of the pocket, tries to go into the end zone, a nice play to break up the pass by Barron. So, I mean, they've just completely shut most things down. Matt Ryan drops the snap on this one, guns it in to Tony Gonzalez, who somehow catches it with two Seahawks all over him. But yeah, the Falcons are just trying to, I'm not really too sure what they're playing for here. They're obviously not going to kneel down at home because they could be chased out of the stadium. But what we've seen for the first 55 minutes of the game, isn't it? It's all dump offs and panic throws somewhat by Matt Ryan because the defense has teed off at him all day, haven't they?
Absolutely. He's just running scared now and trying to get the ball off as quickly as possible.
So, yeah, so the Seahawks win 33-10, go to 9-1 and come out of the Tampa Bay survival, dominate one of the better teams in the NFC. So, yeah, the Seahawks move to 9-1. Impressive, as we say at the start, this kind of felt, looking back, the Buccaneers game was the turning point, and nothing shown there is going to dissuade them.
Exactly, yeah. Like this was after their heartbreaking loss the year before against the same team in the same stadium, to come back and to get a resounding win like that and beat them in every single phase of the game really just set them up now for the. And of course, there was no let up, because if you lost the game, the 49ers were breathing right down their necks. So.
Yeah.
You had to keep that pressure on if you wanted to get that bye week, which we knew was so crucial to the team.
Yeah, and make the NFC playoffs come through CenturyLink Field. So yeah, massively appreciate you jumping on and rewatching that, Alan, on a bank holiday weekend and sitting down and rewatching all that.
No problem at all. Thoroughly enjoyable. I hope everyone else is enjoying the rewatch of this season.
Yeah, so next up on the rewatch, we jump forward a few weeks to a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints for the third installment of the 2013 rewatch on the Pedestrian Podcast. But until next time, this has been the Pedestrian Podcast.
I think Seattle made a statement today that they mean business.